You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
Benoit's back.
Damn right.
Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
2004 is so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute. You're not even Chavito. Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
I told him that I had to cut in a half so fits.
All right, everyone. Welcome back.
It's like when you put a shit in the toilet, then you gotta break it up so it flushes.
Gold starch.
I hope this is all in.
Oh, it is.
Okay, good. Great. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to You Damn Right's watch along of the Ruthless Aggression Era. Ruthless Aggression Roundup.
I'm gonna use my third hand.
Today, we are watching the September 13th, 2004 episode of Monday Night Raw. I'm here. Sam's here.
Yeah.
Contractually obligated to be here.
I'm leaving.
John's here. Melee's here.
I'm also hurting my coccyx.
Mm-hmm. What?
He almost killed me.
What?
We are watching this episode of Raw for fucking no other reason.
Sam found another reason.
Yeah, I found another reason.
Did you find another reason?
I don't know what it is. But he found it.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but only Sam knows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Snitsky's debut is on this Raw, and then I guess Sam found another reason to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam. Yeah.
Hey.
Malay.
I'm still dead.
Jonathan. Yeah, I kind of had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to watch the September 13th, 2004 episode of Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, sure. 9/11.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
Could.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Yeah, you damn right. All right,
yeah.
All right, Jess, take us out.
I remember this time. Eric Bischoff will show up at the beginning of the end.
The gods! The drugs!
Awesome one is gone.
Let's get it on! Holy fuck! Oh, holy fuck!
Holy fuck! Oh my god!
Wednesday night, you know what that means?
It's Wednesday night, and that series has been canceled!
What?
For the time being?
No, it's definitely canceled!
Oh my god.
So loud.
Who died?
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Alright, Triple H won the world title on the last pay-per-view. Fuck!
This is the biggest take I've ever taken in my life.
Eugene. Oh, okay.
Hot dog flavored player.
Right here.
Seattle walk.
I forgot we could do that on this.
Mm-hmm. WWE's greatest business decision was taking all of the Raws off of their platform so I can do this.
Didn't I
just let it go through the whole fucking segment? I don't want to watch this shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
That's Eugene.
I'm turning it off.
No!
Girls! Woo!
Girls, damn it!
Can you feel it? Yeah!
Can you feel it?
Yeah!
He turned into LA Knight.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's right. The man, the game, the big dog, the king of kings, baby, is back on top of the world because I am for the night time. The world.
It's insane. Even at 3x speed, he's still talking slow as fuck.
Ladies, there'll be plenty of time for the enemies. You know, the funny thing is,
crazy fucking line.
You thought that was great. You cheered. You clapped. You stood your feet. You chanted RKO. And you all laughed at me. But my friends, there is an
old 2004 Raw rules.
And today, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because last night when I beat Randy Orton,
we T-voted it.
The biggest, thickest, nastiest, greatest, most disgusting clan that I could muster up, and I spit in each and every one of your faces. And I'm looking out right now at your faces, and I can see it. Hey.
What was that?
You can complain, but I can see the big clam hanging off your chin right now. And you know what? There ain't a damn thing you can do about it. You can't even wipe it off. You know why? Because I stand here before you as your world heavyweight champion.
Oh my god!
So now, it's time.
Flair in the background.
It's time to party like a champion.
That's unfucking believable.
Dude,
oh my god.
Dude, oh my god, dude. He's fucking stripping on live on Raw. I hope Benoit's in the cake, actually.
What?
That's terrifying.
That would be so fucking funny.
It's time my hiding spot. Answer, you gotta move.
And believe me, you'll never know, but this is good.
Jesse! Oh no, I was in the cake, I should know.
Nate, that looks like somebody could fit inside of it. And if I know you,
wait a minute.
It's a good hiding spot.
If these girls are hot, then what's inside this cake?
What? If they're out here, who's driving the bus?
But you better thank the big man. It's his idea. You didn't do this?
Mr. H, I have a question for you.
Do
you know the Muffin Man?
He cut off his promo.
Line!
Hunter, shut the fuck up!
He wanted to throw us a big party anyway. Hey, Bischoff's got great taste in girls, so I'm telling you what.
Hey! I'm inside the cake!
Oh my god!
He was inside the cake!
Hey!
He did the fucking Rey Mysterio entrance out of the cake.
Oh my god, that was a shoot.
He's not jumping, don't you know? RKO jumped out the cake. Oh my god!
Okay, you can put it in normal speed now. I do not need to hear JR.
Yeah, it's a normal speed. God, that's a crazy sell.
That's a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, how humiliating! This is for Revolution!
I'm gonna bring back the old thumbnail style just for that.
Sign?
I can't read.
When they cut back the hard cam. Let me just say, it's another Eugene sign if you need me to say it without saying it.
Yeah, he's giving a crazy head in there.
We are back live here in Seattle's crowd.
Oh my god, Seattle, wah!
Wah! Oh my god, Space Needly.
Spocky Needler. Oh. Day of Reckoning, let's go!
Door.
1-800 collect.
Brother, where's Taco Bell? Or he's not done exclusive.
Ooh, clear us all.
I thought it was going to be Taco Bell immediately after. We're going to lose our shit.
Too high my food.
What?
Well, luckily, Ric Flair found a second cake, so I sure hope nothing goes wrong. He finally got me out of the first one, so we're gonna go eat this. Oh my god!
Who's that jumping out of the sky?
Who's
RKO.
That
KNDY?
RKO jumped out the cake. He just beat up Triple H.
celebration. The greatest day in Triple H's life. And Steve,
I can't believe he actually jumped out of the second.
That is a crazy sell. He fucking forearmed him, and he took like a bump on all fours.
Oh my God, Gold Dust.
Another gold one.
Oh my God, the big gold one.
Get him out of there. Only I'm allowed to have white stuff on my chest. This is awful. Look at poor Batista's
got a broken nose. Fucking busted his nose.
What the hell?
Batista got busted open.
He's good. What the fuck?
Whoa!
This is my. This is the only praise I can give Triple H.
Alright, actually, Justin, put Triple H in the cake on the Ski Woe moment of the year.
Yeah.
I didn't see that list, by the way.
I don't even know how up to date it is at this point. I'm being so real with you.
Oh my God, he wants his ass.
I'm gonna go one
ass.
I'm not gonna just give Orton to you. I'm gonna give Orton to all of you.
What? Oh my God.
He's not a whore.
Gangbang.
He's a human being. I'm sorry, ladies, you had to see that.
3-on-1 in a handicap match. He didn't say who the one is. Batista and Flair are teaming up with Orton.
Billy Gunn.
Oh my God, Subway! Eat free!
Eat free!
Living well and eating well. It's not just
boing.
We're glad we're one of them. Why are you left thing alone in the Jordan, bro?
Choose well.
No, it's not.
Choose wheel.
What the fuck?
Choose well.
What the fuck?
Benoit and Red Beard.
You got Default, Benoit, and William and Regal. Versus La Resistance. I'm thinking this something. Oh my God.
It's time.
Oh my God, this gear is fucking crazy.
It's time, Nation. It's time.
Double Nation.
I'm terrified.
Nation. This is the fucking, like, Jericho versus, DX
like,
gear.
Alright, I put my pants on, I can lock in. Who the hell is this?
You will.
There you go.
Oh my God, that's the GIF.
It's the GIF!
No.
That has to be the GIF.
It's one of the GIFs. Attack.
It is one of the GIFs, yes. For sure.
On my way.
Revolution, by the way. Oh my fucking God. YDR wins again.
No.
I saw this skimming through the fucking show to make sure this fucking link worked, and I almost lost my mind.
Just look at me.
Yeah, Nation.
Robert Conway.
Yeah, it is that gif.
Dude,
my wife knows that I got
Sylvain Grenier looks like if he used a shrink ray on Rob Terry.
Just look at me. All I know is my dogs are locked in the pool.
Locked in the pool.
He's issued the challenge. I cannot believe that Eric Bischoff is going to force Randy
Nation.
One man
Nacion.
Blue Lives Matter.
Oh my God!
Speaking of which,
for the fuck, Sunshine, Christopher Sunshine. I heard some rambunctious noise coming from your domicile the other night. Are you all right?
I'm joining the European Union.
On the side of the United States. On the side of Canada, actually.
United States.
Of course, it's Robert. I'm in the L.
I ain't doing a low, kid. You're supposed to hit my head. Man, what a unpredictable way to start. Yeah, that's right.
I got that. Here from Seattle.
Unpredictable is right. Who could have predicted Randy Orton? There's supposed to be a beautiful woman in that cake instead. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the pure CTE that would happen if Benoit was still alive and wrestled Ilya Dragunov?
I don't think he'd make it that far.
In what regard?
I think he would take a look at him and then just die of like a brain aneurysm. I don't think he would make it that far.
Tickle monster.
I can't name it all too well, kid.
I'm just so sad that we'll never get to see Benoit take Torpedo Moscow.
Maybe that's
a
good
give
thing.
It to himself.
I know he did. His whole career has just been him doing dirt to Moscow and missing.
That's about to happen right now.
Mm-hmm. Chris Benoit suicide.
For the last 20 years.
USA. 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 Resistance do not like these USA
chants whatsoever. Let's get under their skin as another they're bigoted.
Ain't I a sight to see? Jack Dome, the referee in this. I would like to meet my Jack Dome.
Melee, I wouldn't have known, but they literally just said it. Fucking Jack Dome, which is crazy.
Jack Dome?
Oh my god,
Jack, Jack give me Dome.
That's what the ladies call him, Jack Dome.
Alright, that's a crazy sign. Oh my god.
That's the sign I was talking about. That's the sign I was talking about.
That's me in the crowd.
Well, Mark Whitefield sucks.
Yeah. Let
fuck
know.
You, Mark Whitefield, you idiot. We had a handicap match last night.
Supposed to be a one-on-one match. It's supposed to be Orton and Triple H. We did the thing. We started off Raw strong. It's going to end poorly because we got a 3-on-1 handicap match.
Mm-hmm. It'll be in 3x speed.
Evolution. Yeah, it is going to be in 3x speed.
All members of La Resistance.
What a good gimmick. I'm going to wave my flag 0.25 inches from your face.
You hit it that real.
From your face.
Yeah, I remember. The guy's still holding up the sign.
He's got two variants of it. One of them had an arrow.
No, he just folded it in half.
Oh well.
Robert
Conway.
Again, we are live.
Robert Conway. Good gimmick. Good gimmick.
It's such a. It is such a good gimmick, dude.
Good gimmick. Robert. And Conway, desperately trying to create some offense, ripping at the face and eyes of Chris Benoit. That's a good way to counter those chops from Benoit. Happy you're aiming for the head. You've got to go a little bit higher.
I thought Conway was going to do the fucking French tickler. 44-year-old
kid. He brought it on himself, JR. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that whatsoever. Better not.
He's going to do a neck breaker. What the fuck?
No, he just brought him down into a submission. I also thought he...
My neck's not broken yet, Sam. What's that sound say?
he yelled, tap out Benoit. Tap out Batista. Tap out Batista.
Say that. According to him,
that being tested here. Oh my god, Sam, the fucking... The kid that played Michael Myers in the Rob Zombie reboot is in the front row.
All right.
Whoa. The kid.
Oh my god, he is.
Oh my god, he is. He is. What the fuck? What the fuck is he there for?
Rob Conway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boing.
Okay, we're fine. That was like a regular bump. Good.
Yeah. For him, yes.
We've seen him take worse. Dude, the fucking the suicide dive thing where I just go, please don't land on your head right before he does. Chop fest here, and now finally, also, me right before that happens. Remember when you said this was going to be a normal recording?
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh my gosh, her leg. But he's also
a pretty damn good pretty normal recording, what do you mean? I couldn't disagree with that at all. He's hanging tough with Chris Benoit. These guys have been the tag team
champions. Okay, something else that I might have to give King and JR credit for. And probably Taz and Michael Cole on SmackDown credit for. Because they don't do this anymore. They're just like, hey, Rob Conway's a good wrestler, even though he's in a tag team and a heel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they do that shit anymore. They're just like...
Well, because nowadays, they don't like to say, oh, you know, so-and-so is a face, so-and-so is a heel.
Well, no. No, I know. I'm not saying that they're directly saying that, but they're just like, Rob Conway is a good wrestler regardless of him being, you know. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of, for lack of a better term, politicized.
No. I'm not trying to get all political. I'm just trying to get
Conway stomping away at the rib.
Not my chest. Save it for gold.
Sylvain Grenier.
I said that as he said that.
Oh no, I was talking about fucking Sylvain doing the fucking he did the flag thing like almost directly on Benoit while he was selling.
As soon as like the word gold came out of Melee's mouth as I was sending a gold dust gif.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, knee trembler!
William Regal interrupting that unfair advantage. Oh man, Conway walked right into a reverse elbow.
Fucking kill you.
And those chops again.
My god.
Benoit dancing.
Sorry.
This is a really good match.
I had a good day.
What it is.
He has absolutely no business out here. He was Benoit's tag team partner 24 hours ago. He was. And there's a snap suplex.
Oh my god, you can see the...
Maybe Benoit and Regal are going to become an tag team partner. Maybe. You don't know. I don't know. They're not an official tag team. Oh, they're not the tag team champions. But I'm not the tag team champions.
Hey, that's a receipt.
But they may be if they wanted to hook up. I'll tell you what. Benoit,
I'm sorry, what, JR? You probably rephrased that. In this match, they wanted to hook up.
High
back body drop. Excellent elevation. By Chris Benoit and Benoit.
Angle slam.
There it is, angle slam.
The French sympathizer being German suplexed.
Boing. Oh,
he's so fat.
I don't think Conway will get an aim in on
the fuck out. Boing.
Oh my god, he's not let go? That was three.
Let go.
Three. Oh shit!
Oh my god, Samoa Joe caught him this move at Wrestle Dream.
Yep. Good finish. Good match. Good. Good opener.
That's a minute spot, I think.
Oh, hey.
Well, John, we saw that other sign in the crowd, and might as well be a Hatchiman sign,
too. Would
you
like to explain what it says?
No. Wyatt. All right,
Wyatt, go ahead. Who am I, Sartron?
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight,
I'm going to go toe down, so you're on the off and off.
Live in this ring. Live tonight. In this ring. Shawn Michaels.
Oh my god,
the first
ever.
Picture.
First ever highlight reel match.
Check out Shawn Michaels' special guest.
What the fuck?
Great.
This is definitely going to be three times the...
It's about to be already.
This is a... like a DVD you find in the fucking bookstore. Mr. Benjamin. Mr. Cartman.
Mr. Button.
Oh, wait! We fuck people!
We fuck people!
Oh my god, oh my god.
She's got legs!
My legs!
What a fucking weird theme song contextually. She has legs, she knows how to use them. I would hope most of the people that we have on the roster have that. Give it to fucking Zach Gallen.
He's got leg!
put him and Al Snow together. He's got leg and head.
Leg and head. And third head. Slug fast. Yeah. Boxing, arm wrestling, doesn't matter to me because I can beat you at anything. So I can pick any kind of competition I want. Anything. Alright, we're gonna compete at sucking dick. Is that supposed to scare me? Try 8 years ballet classes? You don't sweat me. In fact, I'm gonna go first. Whoever's in charge, play me something classy. Something like William Regal. Ross sucks. I'm gonna show you people something that the contestants and Stacey Keebler have never shown. Talent.
I like how year over year, no matter how many times things change.
Is that William Regal's song?
That's brilliant. Okay, guys, I'm gonna get really Raw always sucks.
Oh, yes, God. I've never danced before in my life.
That's not a very good ballet routine.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know when I hit the gritty? 2004.
She trips.
she hits the grind.
You fell.
Oh my god, Nydia!
Nydia!
There's no way she's.
And Gail Kim? Victoria?
Don Marie? Oh.
APAC money.
Yeah, take it, APAC money.
We're getting APAC money. For a six-man tag.
That is video. What the fuck?
I don't think this will be around. It's kind
of I couldn't think of any other woman that could possibly be on the Raw roster.
Which draft is Raw?
I didn't realize this was an actual match. I thought they were still beating each other up. The general manager
after Randy Orton interrupted someone is. Celebration. Dustin.
I said up, not off. Orton was inside a cake. Orton
exploded from the cake and assaulted three. Oh my god. And look at this. On Nydia. We're Nydia getting assaulted right here. And they're covered by Trish. She did the Rock's Flying Buster. Intimidated. The general manager was deemed that like she's gonna do the people's elbow right after that. Of Evolution
tonight, here live. How tall is Stasis?
5'2". Put together.
And so is this one. Let me check. Trish hammering down on Nydia. Those right hands that cannot be. It's not fair for Orton. We all know the outcome of that situation is going to be.
How tall is Melee Hogan?
Joe Budden house color. She was very
impressive. What color is the White House? I was talking about after the. Oh, well,
I was talking about the wrestling match. So shame on me. She's only 5'11". She looks twice as tall.
Twice as tall.
If only she was 9'11".
She's 10'22".
Yeah. 10'22". Look at Molly
over there. She claims she's as wholesome as a bowl of cornflakes. What? Just about as sexy, that's my dad. What?
Oh my fucking god, dude. Trish, a reigning women's champion,
Molly Holly, a former women's champion, and the young lady. Stacy is built like one of those worm guys from Red and Black.
What?
You'll see the vision.
Oh, I don't.
Oh my god, I thought they were going to botch the finish.
And I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you.
Would it be another fair comparison to say that Stacey Keibler is built like Cinnamon from the Apple Jacks commercial?
That's racist.
That's insane. Would it be fair to say Stacey Keibler is built like Stacey Keibler?
No, actually.
Alright.
Dude, I can't stop looking at the kid from fucking Halloween.
What are you doing here?
I know that that's not
me when my name is Dr. Samuel Loomis. The three divas has been eliminated
that you are fans have voted off. I learned that submission from listening to Jim Cornette.
What?
Yeah, you also probably learned some slurs from listening to Jim Cornette.
What?
Dean.
Dean. Hey, back money.
He works night shifts now. We can't call him during this.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well. Gail Kim is gonna get this match as over as she can, so she can go back onto Twitter.
Yeah, somewhere on Twitter, Gail Kim is still yapping about something.
Oh, yapping about this match.
Oh,
there. Oh my God, better than that was.
Better than Jey Uso.
I'm gonna say, Uso, learn to eat somewhere else, buddy.
I saw someone make a post today that WWE fumbled the bag by having Gunther beat him for the fucking title.
I ignored that. That was good rage bait. Very good rage bait.
Insane rage bait. Crazy rage bait.
Very good rage bait. One. We have saves of Kevin and on Eric. Airflip victory. Who are the heels in this, but I guess...
Yeah, Gail Kim, Molly, and Trish.
The one that doesn't have minorities.
The one that has the APAC. Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
5'11 versus 6 foot. Bitch wife.
Did he say by bitch wife?
God, I fucking hate my bitch wife.
Stop touching my nipples.
Well, back the fuck up away from me.
It's God.
3 weeks, 83 weeks.
If you're some male.
Wait, are we not getting the Diva Surge thing?
Just okay.
It.
There it is.
Okay.
Here's the big show.
I forgot he won the fucking IC title.
Did he? Oh, yeah, he did in the fucking ladder match.
Yeah, Christian. He beat Christian. Because Edge had to vacate it, because guess what? He's hurt.
Boing, boing. Oh, defeat.
See you in Saudi Arabia, big man.
What?
Chris Jericho also looks like the kid from Rob Zombie's Halloween.
This is the highlight reel! But for me, the real highlight, see what I did there, was last night at Unforgiven.
What did I tell you?
In a match that was one of the most brutal in my career that I survived, but only after getting beaten and battered and pummeled in the head and the chest and the stomach and the shoulder by a ladder.
What about your ass?
Receiving my first.
Oh my god, I forgot his guy's ass.
Steel enema.
Enema?
For those of you who saw it know exactly what I mean. I believe the official medical term is a ladder suppository. Hello! Ouch!
Oh my god, ladder suppository? Oh my god, he's got metal ass, JR!
Feeling, but let me tell you this, the great feeling came later that match.
Rectal bleeding.
When I climbed the ladder, what? Reached up. Unhooked the title, held it in the air, and became the new Intercontinental Aussie. Champion!
Calm down.
Hold
and not King only that,
Bling
but
Bling.
It was for the record
you
breaking
Bling Bling Boy is now
seventh
elite.
Time! I'll say it again.
Are you a face?
A record-breaking seventh
yes.
Time!
You suck.
Mm. Oh.
But last night was definitely
get ready for that retirement tour.
The sweetest. And speaking of sweet, my Mighty guest
Mania.
Tonight was also an Intercontinental Champion. And he also won a very hard-fought match at Unforgiven.
Hard fart victory.
The sweet chin music. The show
didn't get a ladder in his ass. I'm like me, so he's a bitch. Show. Yeah.
Income shot. I know what Michael's. I like the heart. And I break some kids. Wait, no, I don't. Or maybe I do. I beat Kane. Pretty much it.
Shawn Michaels! Shawn Michaels! Shawn
Michaels! Motherfucker's getting pyro for going out for an interview.
I love Jesus.
Sean,
I hate Kane. Because he's a demon. And I beat my own. I hate Kane. I used to smoke it. But now I don't. Because I found God.
Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels.
Reach for the popcorn. Oops, that's
that was loud. Oh my god.
Dude.
No, I kicked it when I said it.
I think I have to agree with everybody here that it's great to have you back.
Come on, Sam. Why didn't you disable soundboard?
And I gotta be honest, it was great also to see you get the victory.
I feel like Charlton has had like those bandies like half of his career.
Well, let's review, shall we, Chris?
Got him now.
3 months ago, the man put a steel chair around my neck.
I have a similar hairline.
My throat tried to injure my career. But last night, in an ODQ, that's no disqualification for those of you scoring along at home.
Explain it for the guy in the front row with the sign. He didn't quite get that.
I beat him ugly. No, I beat him uglier.
Both of these dudes are explaining things like far more than they need to be explained.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
Yo, they're gonna have a match in like NXT next year. How does it make you feel, Justin?
What?
Sean, it was a huge win. Very impressive. It was awesome. Wasn't quite as impressive and as awesome as my victory was in the match where I won the Intercontinental Championship for the record-breaking seventh time.
No. Truth be told, I can't argue with that, but I have to tell you, that's actually the reason I came out here. You may have noticed I'm in my wrestling gear.
Why?
And I was thinking, you know, you and I, we've gone round and round many times.
Our partners.
We're going the house down from
you
one
and I
country to the other.
We're Canadian.
As I look back and I think about it, you and I, we've never finished it. You know, we're neck and neck. So I was thinking tonight, right here in
neck and neck.
Seattle.
Cheap pop.
You and I could break that tie.
What the fuck is that?
Y2J.
A fucking mark.
And HBK. For the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh boy, I can't wait for this match to start and end because Kane interferes.
JR.
Local.
We got Chris Chan.
Chris Chan Cage.
We got Tyson Tomko. Tyson Tomko.
In gear. This is Tomko in gear.
Mr. Cage.
Tyson Tomko.
Mr. Cage, why am I in gear?
He's in a great deal of pain.
Mr. Cage. Mr. Cage, where's Giant?
Mr. Kage, why am I hard?
Kage.
Kage.
Started his career as a Kage specialist.
Mr. Cage, why is my beard like this?
Why is there a ghost in my underwear?
Wait a minute.
Mr. Cage, if my beard was upside down, he'd be a pussy.
He got himself a bodyguard, and before you knew it, he became one of the greatest WWE superstar.
What's he fucking corpsing? Sean, why are you corpsing
Mr.
right
Cage,
now?
No, I'm not talking about the Mr. Cage, that guy in the front row. He's a son that's pointing at me. What does that say?
Of Christian.
It's a good story. Mr. Cage, that was
Mr.
good.
Mr. Cage, I didn't know Mike Myers was in the crowd. I love Austin Powers.
A title shot. Because last night at Unforgiven, win or lose.
Is win or lose.
I prove without a doubt that I'm the greatest ladder match competitor of all time.
Mr. Cage, you lost.
And if anybody
you're a loser, Mr. Cage.
A shot at that Intercontinental Championship tonight.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And don't tell Chair. Actually, tell Chair, fuck him.
Mm-hmm. And also tell him.
You what, Greenhorn? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who?
You can have a shot.
What?
At that Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, Mr. Cage, as you got a title match.
As you beat me.
Well, that's easy, Mr. Cage.
What do you
Mr.
say?
Mr. Cage, we could do that. Let me go find Giant and we can make a tag match.
Giant.
That don't sound bad, does it?
Bum, 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 bum.
Hold on one second, Sean. I know you haven't been around for a bit, but you don't know how these guys work. I know exactly what's going to happen. Hell, all the Jericho-holics here tonight know exactly what's going to happen.
I do not like you as a face.
I haven't drank in about 2 hours.
Yeah, I also do not like Jericho as a face. Wait a minute, Mr. Kage. He's breaking kafabe.
How cool is this? Shawn Michaels versus Christian. And I'm
my God, he lost to Mike Myers.
And this guy right here is thinking, wow, I know what's going to happen. Shawn Michaels is going to kick the crap out of Christian.
Mr. Cage, who's that?
The CLB that he really is. And she's thinking, you know, I think he's right.
Oh my God, Michael Myers!
Michael Myers! Robert Zomber. Robert Zomber. Who's that guy?
Mike the Situation Myers.
Tyson Tomko is
is. As a matter of fact, this whole row, right in this whole section, section 53 says every single week that bald ass clown with the goofy
beard
interferes on Trish's behalf, and we're sick of it.
Mr. Cage, she called you a clown.
This little dude right here.
I haven't seen Terrifier. My mommy says I can't watch that. It's scary.
On behalf of everybody here tonight. And she says,
she's
The Goat Boy!
The Club Daniels is not here yet.
One guy's just thinking why they wear this stupid shirt to Raw.
I'll go.
What's that noise?
Right here, right now.
Wait a minute. Well, my uncle accepted
me. One line. That fucking sucked, man. Go to...
Anyway.
It looks like we're going to have another impromptu match. Michaels and Jericho together. To meet Tomko and Christian, it's gonna happen next.
So the Divas thing was an impromptu match.
Say we're good.
We are back live here. This impromptu tag team.
Well, how do we get in the ring? What the fuck? Mr. Cage, how do we get here?
Shawn Michaels and Christian Gage. Christian and Tyson Tomko.
Are these Seattle fans saying that Tomko sucks?
They are.
They're calling a Christian a CLB, and enough said on that subject. Shawn Michaels.
I don't get it.
It's just hard to chant Captain.
I genuinely don't remember what it means.
Nope. Why don't you just pin me and then you'll win?
Ribs bandaged from that last defense press by Shawn Michaels.
Mr. Cage, what if I just said that I was Shawn Michaels so you can pin me? That's a good idea.
Ladder match 24 hours ago.
Mr. Cage, why don't you just pin me? Hassan, you already said that.
Defeated Kane in a no disqualification match. And
Mr. Cage, I have a great idea.
A little bit later here tonight, a match where he can't be held responsible against some victim.
I have a great idea. Well, that was it, Mr. Cage. What do you think? What do you think of my idea, Mr. Cage? I had a brain aneurysm. That was a big word I learned today. My mommy taught me.
Jericho, the seven-time Intercontinental Champion.
And it's amazing to see Jericho and...
The fact that he, by the way, he's a face and he's like, yeah, you won at Unforgiven 2, Sean, but I am a seven-time Intercontinental Champion. Fucking, what a non-face thing to do. I don't fucking understand. Disrupting the
celebration plan for the new... Also, like, he's not meant to be a face.
For you, maybe.
General Manager Eric Bischoff has...
You haven't been here long enough to know...
To meet all three members of Evolution.
I'll tell you
that's
when you're
a
older.
One versus three handicap match that is still
I'm not making it that far.
Live here tonight from Seattle.
Ordinarily, that match wouldn't last too long. But I can assure you that Triple H is going to just punish. He's going to absolutely punish Randy Orton.
Tomko is bunk.
Tyson Tomko, those bright hands. Michaels. Fights out of that corner, returns to the right to the chops of his own.
Oh, he's a showstopper, all right.
Shawn Michaels, a true legend in our business.
Oh!
And a credit to our business. And a big foot right to the face of Tomko, who was about 6'6", maybe 6'7". Certainly in the 280-pound range, at least, wouldn't you think, King?
Oh, I would think so. I don't think he looks like Goku either.
What is that?
Jericho calling Goku.
Back to that. Watch that sign next to Tomko. I want to read that.
Tomko is bunk.
Oh, the one next to it. I want you to read it.
By Shawn Michaels, will it be enough? The hook of the leg, far side, and the powerful problem-solving Tyson Tomko able to kick out. Man, what a night. We start off with that celebration. Oh, that was a clothesline.
Problem solved.
Oh, that was a big one from downtown. The hook of the leg, and Michaels barely able to kick out. And
how did Michaels kick out of that?
And Michaels getting pummeled now by Tyson Tomko.
Can we see that clothesline one more time, just for me, for my own personal gratification? Watch. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
And that was all the way from downtown. Tomko almost beheading Shawn Michaels. With Randy
all the way up
the
from downtown. Thank you, JR.
Tonight, Chris Benoit absolutely on
Uptown
fire.
Funk.
Down downtown.
I bet right now Shawn Michaels wishes he didn't wear his wrestling gear here to Raw tonight.
We had that that impromptu six diva match.
Oh, that was great.
And still to come is the Seattle Slugfest.
We have three divas left.
Oh, apparently that wasn't replacing the Seattle Slugfest.
Oh, the Seattle Slugfest.
Oh, Judas Effect.
Most refined competitor, but boy, he comes with some heavy artillery.
You're right. He doesn't have to be refined. He's got a little blood dripping from his mouth there. That should only intensify things.
Michael's bleeding from the mouth and the neck breaker by Christian.
He'll be bladed.
And Christian gets a near fall there on a wounded Shawn Michaels. Certainly a weight choke. Michael's involved in that no disqualification match. Tomko spitting out some blood too there.
Look at Shawn Michaels. I think what I'm starting to realize, and what probably a lot of people don't realize, is that Kane took an awful lot out of the HBK last night, don't you think?
No doubt about it.
The HBK.
No doubt about it, and that no disqualification match. Yeah. The same could theoretically be said for the two men involved in the ladder match. But that's what it is here on Raw.
You battle again,
and that's what we're seeing here tonight, live from Seattle.
Well, this match didn't even have to happen. Shawn Michaels is the one that came here after taking that awful beating from Kane last night, comes here in his wrestling gear. He wants to fight Jericho. And now we got this. This is great.
Shawn Michaels is a great one. Great ring generalship by Michaels, almost with eyes in the back of his head, able to avoid the contact.
See, Christian should be home resting tonight after the battle that he put up in that ladder match last night.
The new Intercontinental Champion, Chris Jericho, and Shawn Michaels, they're coexisting here.
Chris Jericho hot tag.
But now it's Jericho and Christian. Sands the ladder here tonight. And Jericho almost running through Christian. A shoulder block. Jericho also bandaged up, as is Christian, as a result of that physical ladder match 24 hours ago.
Look at this. This is it.
Sunset flip rolled through. Look out here. Balls of Jericho. Tomko trying to take it. Springboard drop kick. Jericho avoided the clothesline. Outside goes Christian. Christian and Tomko in trouble. Look at
that.
Tandem crossbodies over the top. Oh, what a tag team match.
These two guys trying to outshine the other.
Man, listen. Tomko, Christian got to regroup. We've got to take a break. But this match will continue.
Oh, thank God. Something I can watch.
We're back live here. What?
Damn, it's over.
Tag team match. Christian and Tomko have gained the advantage on Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels.
Or Hummler, still alive.
Exactly how that came about here in a couple of moments when we had the opportunity for power. Strength. Look what happened to King during the commercial break.
Jeez, Cassie.
There's something wrong with me, dude.
Look at Jericho's head sprung right off of that top.
Name one.
Referee on the other side of the ring.
All of it.
Snapmare takeover by Christian and out. Riching on that to neck after that to damage.
All right, brother, slow it down.
Christian taking advantage.
I'm sleeping.
On the back of Captain Charisma there.
That's, let me wake you up.
Hey, I thought I was supposed to be the slow one.
Deku Monster. We had earlier tonight.
Still can't believe that happened.
Celebration King referring to.
My God.
Which is ninth world heavyweight title reign. And it was a.
I now put the slow clip in.
I got a sneaky feeling right. That Triple H and
you
are going to do some celebrating
thank
before
you.
This
there
night
go.
Is over.
They're armed robbers and they have a real successful heist. They go have parties.
Oh my God.
And
hell.
Boing, 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 boing.
Put that asshole wipe there, dog. What the fuck?
It was 3-on-1.
Oh, I can't click any of them because it's going to be so loud.
It was more than 3-on-1. Last night at Unforgiven, and Orton damn near retained the title then. But tonight it's like leading a.
God damn it.
Tomko with the referee Shawn Michaels trying to get
it's the same one too.
Being restrained there by the referee
and what Jericho thinks of old goat boy now.
Goat boy.
Boy.
I don't think Jericho will be making those kind of remarks anymore.
I am the Lorax.
I can't believe the audacity of Triple H.
I am the Lorax.
In everybody's face here in this arena, everybody at home, wherever mm-hmm. you are, he's thick nice. In your face.
He's for the learning
the
tree.
And yours too. You can't wipe it up. It's still a little bit hanging from your okay. chin there, JR.
Oh, you're not immune either.
You're your second chin.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it's real funny. How about I fucking kick your ass, you fucking son of a bitch?
Hey, yo,
you gotta know, folks, how sore these two men are after being in that ladder match.
They're sore.
24 hours ago. Tag made, Tomko in, Christian should be leaving any minute.
Got to mute.
Any minute now.
Wrong show.
Brett Chantry mm-hmm. applied by this big Tomko. He's got some big, powerful man. Nothing but clubbing blows. The
I would never miss a shot off Red.
Impressive artwork there on his body too, isn't it? Yep.
Right, yeah. Artwork.
And the cover they there. Got, Jericho quickly kicks out.
What was if? Beaten down here. Was if 2000s cave painting was a person?
He's got in the tank after that ladder match. Oh, believe me, Captain Charisma took a lot out of Jericho.
I'm sorry. Can you run that by me again?
Mm-hmm. Was so you heard me.
Oh, wait. So does this work now?
Continental champion right now.
My God.
I call it luck, but both men are fortunate that they're walking here today.
Let me find
it. After those car
Comacopia. You're a fucking idiot.
Fucking stupid.
I have the volume at 12%.
Make it 45%.
Reach for the
pop. That's still loud.
Oops, that's my cat.
How's that still loud?
So, what about 1% what it sounds like?
Alright, hold on.
I'm not sure what it does.
Alright, 1%. Let me find it again.
Reach for the popcorn. Oops, that's my cat.
I couldn't hear it.
It's the fucking Benoit theme. It's just loud no matter what he does.
Yeah.
Is it still loud for you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, so only lowers on my end.
You can suck a shit.
Nah. I don't think I will.
Alright, thank you.
Squarely in the sternum of Tom Call. And Shawn Michaels.
I don't know why I thought Shawn was about to take the straps down, but.
Well, he did. Mr. Cage, he just broke my heart. Oh, now I
got it. Oh my god.
Oh my god. We didn't see that.
Ring post-itis.
I saw it. Michaels felt it. Man, what a low. Blow, blow that was using the ring post.
What a blow.
And that could change the whole complexion of this match.
Get the Intercontinental title.
Christian's got the Intercontinental title.
Get out of the way, referee. You'll be wearing that title.
Referee trying to
ring. Is it?
No! Christian. Chris Jericho.
Mad spear.
Our Chen Wu, no other choice.
Tonko misses that foot.
Dang. Legion music. I am shocked Kane did not interfere in that, and
he did.
It just ended clean.
Yo, look, there he is.
The big red machine, Christian.
Christian pretty good about hitting
it's
people
Kane.
From behind.
Oh, this Christian is incensed right now. He is highly upset.
And Christian,
unprettier.
Am I? You know, if they give a shit about Christian, this actually would have became a proper feud.
Yeah. But they don't.
Christian hitting
Michaels from behind. How quickly after this does he go to TNA?
Right now.
Year, right?
Yeah. I'm sure, because this is 04, he goes in 05.
One.
To the floor,
and then the unprettier for the show stopper.
Man, that's a horrible thing to happen to returning Shawn Michaels and Christian dropping Michaels face first right to the floor.
Oh my god,
and Michaels hasn't moved very much since.
That was a good commercial break.
But the peeps are happy, I can assure you of that.
It's time to lock in.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what.
Oh boy. Never mind.
Oh, that lock in. I'm locking you out.
Dog, I fucking hate Raw, man. It won't be pretty. Year over year, it just never gets any better.
It's crazy.
The $250,000 Raw Diva Search contestants in a Seattle slugfest. One's going to be eliminated. The remaining two put on the gloves, and they are going to box it out. I can't wait, JR. We don't have to wait. That's next.
What if they actually started shooting?
Oh
my god!
Dean! It's right Dean! Now, you're overweight. In fact, you'll probably be wearing dark.
bulky clothing, or even worse, hanging around people who are even fatter than you just to hide your own embarrassing girth. Well, I've got great news, because my name is Simon Dean, and I'm here to help you. With my Simon system, I'll help you shed those unwanted pounds and make you a success in life.
Don't even look at the camera.
These are real photos of real people who have benefited from the Simon system. They've transformed themselves from fat, pathetic losers into lean Dean fitness machines. And now, Dean, you can be one too. I know what you're thinking. What a great deal. But it doesn't end there, my friends. Oh, no. Because if you act now, you'll also receive the Lean Dean Body Cream, my Dean powder, and my patented Simon Vitamins.
Dude, how the fuck didn't they redo this gimmick now? How is he not still doing this gimmick?
If they did it now, it would actually do fucking numbers.
Which reminds me.
This is Joe Hendry.
This should be Joe Hendry. You're right.
That's crazy.
Joe Hendry should do this gimmick.
I wonder what the number actually led to.
Remember, you can be fat, unattractive,
WWF Hardys.
Or you can act now and pick up the phone. Take back control of your life. And remember, Simon says, I believe in you.
It looks like Benoit if he had hair.
It looks like if he puts the paint on, he'd be the warrior.
Melee if he had a regular.
Nice, sir!
You'll also receive the Lean Dean Body Cream, the Simon Dean Fitno Powder, and the Simon Vitamins for no extra charge.
How's the Sim N?
Change your life for the better. Don't delay. Call today.
We're back live. Oh my.
Time for the main event.
The terrorism continues on Raw.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time.
Yep. Yes, it does. You're correct. You are absolutely correct. What an unbelievable time to say that. And then the camera zooms in on Jonathan fucking Coachman.
No, I heard the song. That's why I said it.
I thought it was just generic music for the event.
I knew who it was. The moment I heard it, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
It's a Raw. Divas Surge contestants!
Oh, never mind, this is... No way.
Get ready, JR.
I'm ready. Let's see if Joy's ready.
You look ready.
Joy from the Boston area likes kickboxing. There's Carmella.
Let me do the Michelle bit, dog. This sucks.
There's a redhead.
See this Stacey Keebler's theme?
There she is. Stacey.
I don't think Christy knows anything about Sanka.
Energy only not Chrissy Hemme.
Okay, let's beat him one more time.
None of these other women do anything, right? Like, it's
no,
just the ones.
One of the right ones. I think she fucks the Big Show.
Now, ladies, first of all, let the coach
all right, well,
I'm curious. Oh, that's Vicky.
That wasn't what I meant by that.
No, that was like an angle. She like fucked the Big Show or something.
Yeah, Vicky.
No. No, dude.
Vicky Ward.
How many women fucked the Big Show?
This is nerve wracking right here. $250,000 on the line here for the winner.
Add me to the list. I'll be his chef boyardee, beef ravioli.
Joy, you have been eliminated.
I'm happy about it.
No joy in.
I mean, I would be too if I don't have to do this bullshit anymore.
Is this a fucking Kings of Leon song?
I've been walking around.
It's Kings of Colosseum.
I've been walking around.
Each one of you are going to go to the stools in your corners, and a referee is going to help you put your boxing gloves on.
Sam, I need you to invent a new playback speed. This is
we need 8x speed.
Yeah, this is not happening, brother.
Both of you understand.
I think he might
be dead. Doesn't look half bad.
If one of you is knocked down in that 2 minutes, then the fans will vote who won the bout.
Good for them.
Okay, go to your corners and let's get to it.
Can't say the same about Earl.
Well, the ladies are... I was going to say good for Earl.
Jack, You were the referee for this match.
Oh my god.
I'm begging you to pay attention. I don't want to upstage you like
just,
I did last night at Unforgiven.
Let's just like take it off and like shoot punch somebody.
So please, be on your A game.
I'm gonna Jack Dome.
Dude, what the? Are these like comically large gloves?
This is sweet. You should have had the fucking New Jack ones.
Oh, I'm ready. I've been ready. We're waiting all week for the CM Slugfest. Let's get that glove.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, he just straight up said Slugfest, not Slugfest.
Good for him.
What?
Hold the fuck up.
You can't have a slot fast without me! It turns once.
Alright! Rainmaker fucking zoom in on Jonathan Coachman!
You eliminated the wrong bitch, goddammit! Fucking stay!
Wait a minute!
Someone get Jack Dome out of this ring!
I need you to sign something first.
Alright. Wrong!
Oh my god.
He's gonna say this is
the coach.
Pay-per-view.
Coach?
Pardon the intrusion, coach, but I'd like to
say oh boy.
And everybody else that next week will be the all new season premiere of Raw, and as such, next week I'm gonna have a groundbreaking announcement as it relates to your general manager, Eric Bischoff. I'm going to have a groundbreaking announcement as it relates to every single superstar in the Raw locker room. I'm going to have a groundbreaking announcement as it relates to each and every one of you.
Well, that sounds good.
I found a buyer.
But of course, that would be next week. This week, I have but one announcement. And it concerns...
Not a buyer.
You, coach.
Coach?
Is he just going to fire him?
Let me check your calendar.
You say, as usual, you've got the rules and regulations.
11 months
are
right
all screwed
here.
Up, is what I'm saying. You see, there's been a slight modification in the Seattle Slugfest.
What the?
Carmella and Christy, they're not going to beat the hell out of each other. No. I'll tell you what they're going to do. Carmella and Christy, they're going to beat the hell out of you.
Ow.
Let me see Coach's face. Look at that.
No. Wait.
Stand right here on this spot. I said stand here on this spot. I want you to take this like a man.
How much you want to bet this wasn't even part of the script?
I kind of believe it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yourself. Get your hands up.
It's just fucking made this up.
He starts punching them.
He shoot Dex and Vince by accident.
Put your hands behind your back.
That was a good punch, kid.
That's the way you're going to defend yourself tonight. Get your hands behind your back.
You're going to beat up women, goddammit. You move. Make me sick.
You move your hands. You move your feet. Then I'll have two words for you.
Dock it.
Whoa! Nobody wants to hear those words.
Uh-oh.
Coach's eyes are like saucers.
All right, Jack. I'm officiating this. Bring these girls over here and give them their instructions. Thank you.
Jack Dome, instruction giver.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to explain the rules to you.
Instruction giver.
As we all know, Coach has a very big mouth. So feel free to hit him there.
I mean, he's got a very big cock.
Wait. He has a very small Johnson.
Also, ladies, as you can Johnson. See, that very large head of his. Aim high, aim hard.
Man.
Oh, I'm just doing my job. Ladies, there's no hitting below the belt unless absolutely necessary.
Whoa.
Let him know.
And just to let you know, Joy was Coach's favorite. Yes.
What the hell? Why the fuck you say that shit?
Well, she just got eliminated.
First, you will have 30
what
seconds
you say that shit for?
To unload on the coach. Come on over. When the bell rings, begin. Ring the bell.
Oh, leading coach. He
human punching bag.
Uh-oh. I don't think he's wearing a cup.
Ow.
Oh!
He broke my peanuts.
I'm pretty sure he's not wearing a cup. Don't move those. Don't move those hands. He'll be fired.
This is legal. This is legal.
She's all over Coach. Hey, he moved his hands.
Hey, he moved.
Just took Coach down and
picks her off, Bernie Hammer.
She picks him up, burning hammer. What the hell?
What
do that for?
Where's she biting?
She'll need a shot for that.
Okay, Carmella, you're up. You have 30 seconds.
Why is there a cop outside of the ring?
Okay, Mark, bring it.
What?
Punch his lights out. Oh, backhand.
Oh my god, a rockin' back fist. Oh my god, oh my god.
Fucking Eddie Kingston back fist.
Hey, you're just shooting off Coach. This is, oh my god.
No standing eight count.
Oh, you actually shot off Coach. Oh my god.
He moved his hands, I might add, again.
Hit a back fist right now, please. Azarkov back fist.
In the left backhand wheel.
I forget who trained Coach.
He's loopy.
I made it off.
Oh, I think Benoit trained Coach, didn't he?
I will look it up.
Okay, fans, you decide. Is it Christie?
Oh my fucking god.
Or is it Carmella?
Yeah.
Well, who won the boxing match? I guess Christie. At least these fans
think
she did.
The winner of your Seattle Slugfest, Christie.
Christie wins the boxing match. But will she win the $250,000?
Okay,
we'll find out next week in Tucson.
Fuck, we just do it now.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Yeah, you thank Jack Dome for the dome you just received.
For the final vote. Please line up in the middle. It's time for the final vote. Who's going to win $250,000?
I have CTE now.
Christie, the 1-800 number, or you can vote on WWE.com if you want Christie to win this competition.
Thank you, Coach. You've said it about 15 times.
The number you see on your screen right now. Now keep in mind
try
that they are competing for $250,000, and the winner.
And I wonder who's going to win this.
Premiere of Raw right here on Spike TV. The voting is open until 4 a.m. Eastern Time. So vote.
Take care, Spike TV.
Well, let's take another look at some of the action here. Now the coach is recuperated. Seattle Slugfest.
I actually wonder if she got the money.
And he was knocked down early and often. Coach took quite a beating tonight, didn't he?
Hey, Carmelo goes after a fourth rim, those fifth rights and those lefts.
My bitch wife.
My bitch wife.
Kane.
No questions asked. No disqualification. Next.
And now, the WWE Rewind is brought to you by
Brother.
Yeah, Sam just completely disassociated during that segment.
Yeah, I was eating.
Yeah, sure he was.
No. No.
It turned black and white for like one moment, but not the rest.
They don't fucking care. Ah.
And we welcome you back, ladies and gentlemen, here live on Monday Night Raw. And certainly, we want to provide you with an update.
Why would we dress like spy versus spy? Take that.
They're giving Eugene the Owen voice?
Ladies and gentlemen, this
is going to be some severe separation going on, but JR, when you want to know somebody's condition that's been injured, you don't ask a doctor, you ask a family member. Eugene's own uncle Eric Bischoff said that Eugene's career is.
This is a crazy gimmick.
The following is a no disqualification match scheduled for one fall. Introducing first, being accompanied by Lita, weighing in at 320 pounds, Kane, and his opponent, weighing in at 285 pounds.
Oh my! Ladies and gentlemen,
It's time for Gene.
And Eric Bischoff intimidated to the point that he said, well, I'll find somebody for you to wrestle, Kane, because Michaels is going to be in the highlight reel. It'll be no disqualifications and no repercussions.
Basically, it'd be somebody Kane could destroy.
I don't get it.
And this is who? Gene Snitsky?
I don't know Gene Snitsky. Who? In any event, it's who it is, yes.
Come on, why don't they find somebody actually physically imposing?
You're a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, Gene Snitsky.
Kenta Kobashi.
You're supposed to know who's in action here. You don't know Gene Snitsky?
And you don't either, King. We didn't know who the hell Bischoff was going to select until he walked out here.
Wait a minute,
dude.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wait a minute, brother. Actually, no, you're fine, Gene. Helping Snitsky.
Well, yeah, he's very fine, isn't he?
I voted for you, brother. You're fine, actually.
Pregnant wife Lita earlier tonight, either. That was totally disrespectful. I shot their
wife. Pregnant wife. Bitch wife, if you will.
Pregnant, my pregnant bitch wife.
Kane scores that uppercut right.
What was it Kane said about Lita?
I'm not going to spill it.
Hey, go on.
I don't plan
a bitch wife.
Well, you know what I could believe? Can't believe that. There's no disqualification here.
Oh, yeah.
Lita smiling. Just like last night.
Yes, no dick.
Yeah.
Every time what?
Did something to Kane, it's a no dick match.
Both competitors have their dicks surgically removed. Mm-hmm. Winner gets it put back on.
Yeah. Won't say where.
That's what conservatives think.
Repercussions mean Kane is not responsible for anything he does to Mr. Snitsky.
And Kane not bringing the chair in the ring to settle and get comfortable.
You're not you when you're hungry.
You don't think we're going to see that?
Well, Kane wanted Shawn Michaels.
All right, Arabian Facebuster.
Come on. We don't know. That's what Kane did to Shawn Michaels back on June 14th.
Well, Eric Bischoff said that he'd find somebody that...
I'll do it, Kane.
Kane can do anything he wanted.
Come on. What, Lita?
I'll do it. Moonsault.
Kane, honey, you put this chair here.
God damn it, you stupid bitch wife. Putting
it
back.
And Kane doesn't like that one bit.
It's not time to clean up yet.
Evil intentions of Kane.
You stupid bitch wife. Put that back.
Oh my God, this should be the craziest fucking chair shot ever. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Who the fuck knocked over my pregnant bitch wife?
This is where I remind everyone. I don't know if I've actually said this. 90% of the 2004 and 2005 Raws I put on the list because we are following the Kane Lita storyline.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if I've outright said that on a recording.
I think we did almost immediately as soon as 04 started.
Because I think it's the only real angle Raw kind of had.
It runs for like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah, like it was the only real, like,
Dean Malenko!
It's already started with like the Matt and Kane stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it like really gets going here and then the Edge stuff and yeah, you'll see.
Once Egg goes off, it's
this is where the angle like truly starts.
Chris, is she gonna be okay? Oh, yeah. Is the baby
gonna be okay? It's okay, take your time.
Somebody help my pregnant bitch wife.
This is an insane thing to do on TV.
Oh my God, they're choking her.
I've done it.
Oh my God.
Remember when Test killed Stacy or whatever?
Yeah, that was awesome.
D'Lo killed like Terry's baby.
Remember when Dean Malenko was gonna fuck Lita in a hotel room and Matt and Jeff beat the dog shit out of him for like an hour straight?
The big boss man fucking fed
the AU. This is the ultimate time.
Al Snow his dog.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back to Dean Malenko's kid. That's why he's so concerned.
It's a very long gestation period.
Okay. It's gonna be alright. Yeah, well. The baby's gonna be okay. It's not.
This is probably worse than the Katie Vick angle.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Because the Katie Vick angle was only like 2 weeks.
Yeah, well,
it's prolonged.
It made people quit the company.
That would
That's sound. How bad that was.
They've done this shit after this. They've never done Katie Vick shit after that.
We're back, folks.
Oh, it was that bad.
Ooh, he screwed your brains out, fucking idiot. That dude runs the company now.
Good gimmick.
See, you're
actually
laughing. That means you like it. Yeah, liberal.
The stories good gimmick. Behind Katie Vick, too, are like so fucking small, though. Like, the making of it is like so insane, but it's like actually really funny.
The making of.
Yeah, it's like I actually read about it, and I'm like, this is hilariously awful.
This
is how this all came about.
This one isn't.
God, I just killed all three of our triplets.
Peter.
You'll be okay. Do your deep bitching exercises.
I don't know about you.
Deep bitching exercises. Fucking idiot.
What?
I can't believe they turned Kane face.
I hope Matt Hardy fucking attacks him right now.
Oh my god, the SmackDown rebound.
This is tragic. SmackDown rebound.
I'm actually going to change the name of the series. We're going to have the Raw Rewind and the SmackDown Rebound.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Back of the week.
No, this is the Lita Rewind.
Oh. Last to Herd's Day.
What the fuck?
Mr. Angle.
Oh,
Mr. Angle, why are there 20 of me? Oh, I
first name
it.
Lumber, last name Jack.
I'm that movie.
That's crazy. There's a portrait of Vince and MLK.
Yes, what? It is. In Teddy Long's office, there's a portrait of
Mr. Angle. They're beating my ass in the quote retweets.
And fucking MLK.
Oh, oh my god, he's back!
Wait, we missed the Big Show's return?
Oh no, how did the fuck did that happen?
I don't know how the fuck did that happen. Oh my god, you look like shit!
God, thank god we're watching SmackDown next.
Dude, he looks like fucking shit.
Back.
He looks like a smacked ass.
Oh, Devin and Bubba. Oh, Spike, you're all... Oh my god!
Thank god he didn't come back with the mustache. Oh my god, Ray!
It's gonna pose a question. What if I came back at 600 pounds?
That's awesome.
Mr. Angle, what? Who's this? Oh my god!
Dude, he kind of looks sick.
He peeked right here, and then he went downhill immediately.
He'll get my fucking tranquilizer in his ass at some point soon.
He
should
have just kept letting his hair grow.
Yeah, he kind of looks cool as fuck. There it is.
I couldn't find it.
Please, please, Matt Hardy, please. It would be the funniest thing in the fucking world if you attacked Kane right now.
I hate Valdez. Get out of here!
Why are you still doing in our company?
I'm here to fuck the pregnant woman.
Why?
Matt Hardy arrives and flips the ambulance.
Braun Strowman style.
I'm not finished with you!
Braun Hardens.
Braun Hardens. Probably way the same.
Explodes.
Yeah,
anyway.
Alright, we can skip to the end of this fucking episode of Raw and start the SmackDown.
Oh, they're in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're not watching this fucking match, dude.
Also, did you guys see the
post 2003? You look like shit. Who's that?
Rewatching this in three times speed or whatever the fuck it is.
That?
It's still so fucking funny. Also, by the way, I'm almost positive Hunter put the fucking the cake stuff on himself.
Good.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Anyway, did you guys see the fucking thing about Hunter or about Triple H? And it's like, this guy wants to waste water using AI to write the storylines, ChatGPT to write storylines. And it was just a picture of him spitting the water out of his mouth from one of his entrances. Like, he's been doing it his whole career.
Hold on a minute. At Brock, is this true? Oh my god! Look, even 2x speed, you go way too fucking slow.
You mute the commentary and put the Benny Hill song.
It's insane how, yeah, even in 3x speed, this match is so slow.
Who's gonna, oh my god, Shelton!
We heard people! 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 We heard people!
Who's next?
Hate crime, hate crime, hate crime, hate crime.
Oh!
Oh my god!
Speaking of which,
YDR Curse Trio.
We hurt people. We hurt people. We hurt people. We hurt people. We hurt people.
Oh, watching him do the headbutt in slow motion where he actually lands is fucking crazy. Oh my god.
All right, Justin, take us out.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us for this Raw where Gene Snitsky debuted and Chris Benoit wrestled fucking Robert Conway. And then Kane almost killed the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else almost sucks.
Can they understand the baby?
Shawn Benjamin's back also. Yeah, Shawn Benjamin's back also.
Yep. All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
So.